Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be turned to 101.5 Kicks Country, WVFB, and we're broadcasting throughout the whole southeastern United States from the big tower out at Midway, or at least maybe 60, 70 miles out. And it's a pleasure being able to do this here each Thursday morning. And of course, this show is made possible through the good graces of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, three-star committee, and all the great folks that that help sponsor this show. And if you'd like to be a part of that, you can definitely make a call to the WVFB radio station, and they will take care of getting you lined up with that. And we've got a good show coming up today. I've got Mr. David Maxfield, the principal out at Salina KA School, going to be doing a little rundown on a couple of some of the newer things that have made his life more exciting out there in the last, starting actually last spring. We may be talking some about that, and then just kind of talking about the school itself, some of the new things going on out there. I think maybe there's some construction work out there, just all kinds of things going on, and we'll be doing that here in a little bit. And I believe we have our merchants' big show. I think it may be coming up this weekend. I hadn't heard anything from those folks in a day or two. I'll look that up here in a minute and make sure on that. And we've got, of course, the big Rolly Hole Marble Tournament over at Standing Stone this weekend. And I know they've got said food, music, marbles. And I do know that Miss Cherokee Upton, she is, I think, closing out the entertainment. I think she's the closing act about 5 or 6 o'clock over there Saturday evening. But they've got that going on all day. And, of course, the marble tournament itself will probably last till midnight. Sometimes those guys, they battle it out for 2 or 3 hours on that thing. So just a bunch of things going on. And we have, if you can catch me here at the courthouse, and I'm here quite a bit, if you see my vehicle sitting out front, come by and you can kind of take a look through it. Where we've got our Rolly Hole Marble Museum kind of getting it set up, and we've got a few people come by taking a look at that, and got some of the work done up in the theater. So just got lots of things going on here, got lots of activities coming up. I think we just got our sign put up out on the corner there telling about the chili supper that's coming up. And I know they'll be coming up to tell us a little bit about that in the very near future. And also today we'll be reading off our list of birthdays. And got a whole big bunch of them this week. But we'll do that, and we'll be giving away one of those birthday prizes here at the end of the show. And with that, we'll take a little short break, come back, and get started here, and we'll find out what's going on out at Salina K-8 School. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Good morning, everyone. David, he was just pointing over to, I guess it was a lamp holder that someone had brought by and donated. We were just talking about that. I'm going to start with something a little bit unusual here. Let's talk about your early education, David. You're one of the unique ones left, I guess. There's still quite a few of you. Where did you start school, David?
As an elementary? I went to school with Independence, a little community down in the East End. It was in Overton County. I went there through from kindergarten through sixth grade. And then I wanted to play some football. So since I lived in Clay County, I was sent down here. I caught the bus and rode down here to Atlanta K-8, and that's where I started that from there.
Okay. How many teachers were at Independence then? Do you remember?
Well, it'd have been one per grade level, so 9 teachers, I guess.
Okay, now what about your wife? Where did she start school?
She was in Maple Grove.
Okay, now what do you know about Maple Grove, David?
Well, I know my dad went to school there many years ago, and mainly just a 2-classroom school, and the principal had to do teach a class as well, so. I believe he taught 4th through 8th, and then they had another teacher that taught the kindergarten through 3rd. So it was that way.
When I was worked with technology here, I made my trip up there just about every week for many, many years. And I know, I guess, it wasn't too long after you left up there, the independent school closed. They closed all the smaller schools up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a few years later before Maple Grove finally was phased out. But I do know, and I was trying to think, the principal's name up there at the end.
Jerry Collins.
I was up there one day, and he was teaching a math class, and this one little boy came up there, and he was kind of like one that I had in class once when I was taught junior high, where I would assign like 10 math problems, and about 3 minutes later, he'd come up and say, "Mr. Watson, sir, I can't work this number 7. I'd say, "Well, if you tried the first 6, he'd say, "No, but I can't work this number 7. But I know that he had a little boy in there, and he'd brought his paper up there, and I remember him Jerry looking at him and said, "I have been trying to tell you this for 4 years.
That's fair. Right.
Which is how many years he'd had him in the math class. But, you know, those schools were very, very unique schools. I know I'm a little bit familiar with Independence. I know we had, we'd pick up a few students from up there that came down here in high school. And Of course, for our former students that came to Salina High School, and I know a lot of them when they left up there went to Livingston Academy, but a lot of them rode the bus down here.
Yeah.
And I think that bus trip was probably close to an hour long. Not like it was before the dam was built, when you could throw a rock from Pea Ridge over to Maple Grove. But, you know, that, of course, it was a great little school. And like I said, it's kind of part of our heritage here that we had the one teacher, one room schools. And most of those schools at that time, they usually shared with the local churches. They'd have church services in there on Sunday where they'd have all the desks lined up around the wall and the pews out, and then come Monday they reverse situations. But that was very unique, of course, in education all over the South then. But I think at one time, over the years, we've had like 60-something schools out in this county. And I think, of course, we finally dwindled down and got them all shut down, and now we have two major schools here, and that is Salina K-8, and for the younger ones, that's Salina K-8 and down at Hermitage Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happen to be the principal of Salina K-8.
Yes.
And I know from looking at all the news broadcasts for the last, all these 6 months or so, when I guess kind of all at once, the folks down at the state legislature came up with a brilliant idea, didn't you? You want to tell us a little bit about that, David?
About the answer fund?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, it's been a blessing. It's allowed us to do a lot of things at our school in Harmony Springs, and catching some of the things up to more of a code, I guess. Our plumbing system was improved and very much need the shape of an overhaul. So now we've got new bathrooms and things like that, and electric, and new electric panels was put in. Just a lot of good things, and we're excited, you know, that we're getting this opportunity.
Is there a remodeling the cafeteria or something? Did I see that?
Well, that's up for bid.
Okay.
Can bid. I think at our next board meeting that'll be up to see how that's going to go, but I believe that there's going to be a remodeling there to expand the kitchen.
Okay. The building down there, I think one of the last things that before I retired, you know, over the years, you would walk into Salina K-8, and of course, with the situation and times now, it's really important. But, you know, I walked in there one day, and I just looked around and said, you know, if I was an evil person, I'm walking straight into where basically probably half of our students in Salina K-8 are sitting. And I looked over, and there was a vacant classroom right there as you walk in the door. And it hit my little weak mind, and I thought, well, you know, hey, we need security here.
Mm.
And I think that may be the last idea I left with was, you know, that we turn those classrooms into a buffer zone and to keep people from being able to walk directly into that building.
Yeah. And we've been blessed, you know, to move the office, and that was before me coming in and putting the office up more to the front where we, you know, catch all visitors coming through without them having to go through the building to the old office. So that, and then of course having an on-duty SRO, and he does a really good, fabulous job of patrolling and keeping our facilities safe. So. Yeah, that's been a blessing.
You know, and I, you know, thought, you know, a whole lot of folks thought that the principal's office kind of hid back in the middle, so it'd be hard to get to, especially those that had a minor complaint or some kind or other, which just can't happen at that level sometimes. Okay, now the programs that you have down there, if you've got some special programs that you're working with now, and maybe that's come down the pike through funding from the COVID money that came about.
Well, our 21st century, Miss Debbie Jones is over there, and that's been going on for the last few years, and that's a really good program. It's a tutoring. It provides students with tutoring of a morning and afternoon, and then they do some other things, activities, STEM projects and things, and that's been a real blessing to us as well. And, of course, last year we had tutoring that was provided for the last couple of years, actually, for students that were maybe on the cusp, and it was providing them with some extra help. And We still have some of that going on. And then RTI, we've been able to manage to get a few more assistance for teachers in those areas to help students that may be struggling and needing some extra help.
Okay, now let's just kind of walk through down there, your staff.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about your staff? You begin down there with the pre-K or whatever. Let folks know who all you can. You off the cuff name all the teachers?
I'll do the best I can.
Okay, let's go through that and just let folks know who's all down there. Beginning, of course, now you are the principal,
yes.
And your assistant principal is
Miss Mallory Burgle,
and then your guidance counselor is
Miss Laura Smith. And they do a fabulous job, both of them do. And then, of course, my front desk person is Miss Keisha Boone, and then our records keeper is Miss Rachel Meadows, and they all do a fabulous job there in keeping me straight. And our nurse is Miss Tia Adams, and if we go to, if you want me to start with preschool is new to us again this year. It had been phased out, but then with guidelines, and you know, we brought that back. And our preschool program is Miss Marilyn Shore. She's new. I taught her, and there's going to be a lot of these over the next few years, I'm sure, that I will have had in class, Miss Marilyn Shore. And then assisting her is Miss Tamika Garrison and Kimberly McAtee. They're all in there together. And then pre-K, we have Miss Brittany Boone and Brittany Kerr, her assistant. We also have Miss Emily Moss and Miss April Roberts in those areas. And then our kindergarten teachers, you stop me when you need me to. Kindergarten, I have Miss Emma West. She's a long time in that area, kind of heading that up, along with Miss Emmy Upton. And our new to our staff there is Miss Kristen Hayes. And that's our kindergarten teachers. First grade, we have Miss Ashley Sabonic, Miss Deanna Cherry, and I lost that one there. I have to come back to her.
Okay.
Oh, Miss Jennifer Smith.
Okay, now you hesitate a second, so we'll hesitate a second. Let you hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
And do a commercial here.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. A couple of things I need to remind folks in that is we do have a home football game this weekend with Portland, and I think Portland is maybe a 4A school, or I know they're 4 or 5. They're a great big school. I know that they've had a few down years, but a down year at a 4 or 5A school against a single A school, that would be a pretty good tussle, I would say. But everyone come out this Friday night, and I believe maybe we only have maybe one more home game. I think the last three games are away. I know for sure.
I think we got
one or two more.
Yeah.
So we got to get homecoming worked in here before long. And I want to remind everyone, too, that the young ladies in the volleyball team, I'm not sure on their home schedule, but I do know that this past Tuesday night they had a big win against AAA school, Macon County, where they won, which was a great match. So, and of course, high school is a very, very exciting game to come and watch. Lots of action. And like I said, these young ladies are having a pretty good season this year. And I know the football team got kind of a slow start, but Coach Lamb lined up a pretty good, tough schedule this year. And hopefully that'll make us tougher down the road. And, you know, if we can keep all of our young men healthy, we'll be okay. And I know David's son plays, and I think he's right now got a little bit of an injury that he's trying to nurse back to health where he can get back out there. But, you know, numbers-wise, we've got quite a few young guys playing football now, and, you know, everything's on the upbeat. And, of course, we're trying to better last year's season, which is going to be a tough thing to do any time when you when you finish and bring the silver ball home in any of our high school sports, you have had a major accomplishment. And with that, David, we were going through the staff you have down there, and I know a lot of folks, I know you have a fairly good turnover down there, and I know a lot of folks are not familiar with the folks or their names. So let's go ahead and talk about that and get going through that a little bit.
Okay. Of course, I think the last I mentioned was Miss Jennifer Smith in first grade. She had previously taught at the high school for several years as a history teacher, and now is teaching first grade for us, and we're pleased to have her. In second grade, we have Miss Mallory Dew, Miss Ellie Freshour. Third grade, we have Miss Tristan Stafford, Miss Laura Miles, and new to herself in third grade is Miss Atha Strong. In fourth grade, we have Miss Jessica Upchurch and Miss Chelsea Bowles. Fifth grade, our numbers grew so much that we had to have an extra teacher, so we hired there in fifth grade. We have Miss Dana Hammer and Miss Tammy Wright, and new to herself is Miss Whitney Wilhelm. And they own the old Buford base shop over there. Sixth grade, we have three teachers there, Miss Cheryl Thompson, Mr. Bobby Gillentine, and Miss Jada Jenkins. Seventh and eighth grade, we had an extra person to add there, this time a new staff member. We have Miss Cassandra Abbott, Miss Rachel Maynard is new, Miss Honor Caulfield, Mr. Ben Upton, and Miss Mahaley Roten. Miss Melanie Eads is still on her staff. She's our AR ambassador, reading ambassador. Really pleased with that program, getting students to reading more, and that's always a plus. She's doing a great job. And also in PE, we have Miss Sharon Kim. She's our volleyball coach.
Yeah.
Mr. Mark Strong and Mr. Marty Maxfield, who is our football coach and our boys' 5th through 8th grade basketball coach. Miss Mallory, I know Miss Mallory Birdwell is our, I know you mentioned athletics. She is our girls' junior high basketball coach, and Miss Tamika Garrison is our 6th grade girls basketball coach. So really thankful to have all them.
Well, what about our boys down there, boys basketball?
Marty Maxfield.
Marty's doing that.
He's got field through eighth grade boys, yeah.
Very good.
He's played pretty full.
So you got that lined up pretty good. Now, have you got any other staff members down there that...
Yeah, we know our assistants, and they all work hard for us, and I really appreciate every one of them. We have Miss Sherry Barlow, Miss Angie Bailey, Miss Angie Burgett, Miss Alexis Page, Miss Kelsey McLaren. Of course, these two ladies have been around for a day or two, and we really appreciate them, Miss Murray and Joe Andrews, Miss Melanie Likens, and that's just to name a few. I mean, I'm Miss Tia Burgett, our nurse, I think, or Adams, I'm sorry, I think I mentioned her earlier.
Yeah.
So that's most all of our staff, and I'm not trying to get anybody, but everybody does a wonderful job. They really do. And, of course, we'll have parent-teacher conference coming up next month, and, you know, I welcome everybody to come out and meet all this fine staff that we have.
Okay, and looking at that as a whole, I mean, awards? Have we got picked up any awards in the last year or so, or has it been kind of
a
transition period?
Yeah. No, we've been, you know, in the hunt, but we've not had picked up any awards. Now our fishing team has done really well. Our boys, they compete nationally, and I think they got eighth or 11th.
I believe it was I may have been in the top 10. I'm not sure. I try to catch that when they make.
They were pretty well out of 130. I think it's 130 boats.
Yeah,
something like that. That Miss Ashley White was telling me her son fishes in that, and he was one of the ones that was, you know, in that and winning that. They competed very heavily and won a time or two in different competitions. So I'm really excited about that.
And I know this now is junior high football season going on right now.
Yes.
How's the football team?
Well, we're 500. We had a big victory Tuesday night against Westmoreland. Had to fight tooth and nail all the way down to the end to win that one. But the boys showed a lot of tenacity, a lot of fight. So got a big game coming up next Tuesday, and this will decide whether or not they go on into the playoffs and to play, you know, in the playoffs and then the championship. They play Gordonsville, it seems like that's the one, our nemesis at the end.
Yeah, got to get by. Of course, that goes all the way back to, I know, the years when I first started coaching basketball. I think the team that eliminated us from the regional tournament the first year I coached was from Gordonsville. They went on to the state tournament. So one time they were out of our district, they were back in our district, back and forth. But that is, I know it goes back for at least 40 years or more, because that's been a year or two ago. But
I don't have before me the true win-loss for the girls volleyball, but I want to make mention of them. They have done exceedingly well under Miss Kim's supervision, and of course Briley Burchett and Lauren Wicker. They've done an excellent job. They've only lost two or three games.
So they're volunteer assistants.
And they're doing exceptionally well. They've done really well.
And like I said, it's an exciting game to watch. And
yeah.
If you get a chance, you know, to find those schedules and come out and support, you know, those so-called minor sports like volleyball, because I know there's those teams are, they're exciting to watch, and they're excited to be playing, and it's just something that I guess it's more of a, I know there's always the pressure to win, but it seems like it, you know, it's more of a fun game for a lot of them. And I'll tell you what, it's right now about time for another little break. And before we do that, I'm going to read off our list of birthdays today. And like I said, got a pretty lengthy list today, beginning with Lynette Brown in Carlisle celebrating a birthday. Miss Phyllis Buford, former member of the staff here in Clay County for many years. Miss Cindy Cherry celebrating a birthday. Francis Crawford. James Anthony Collins celebrated a birthday. Miss Kim Stevens, Melissa Browning, Kai Strong celebrating a birthday. Vonda Gully celebrating a birthday. Mr. Zane Hayes, and then of course Liz and Sherman called in a birthday today for Deanna Morris, their great granddaughter, I believe. So we want to wish all those folks a happy birthday. And here toward the end of the show, we'll use our highly sophisticated, non-computerized method to pick out a winner. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back. And then we're going to talk about the testing last spring a little bit. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I know Dave and I, we were sitting here talking. I can reminisce farther back than he could. And I know last spring, the state legislature sprang upon the schools a new little thing there, saying that they were coming up with a comprehensive test for third graders all over the state of Tennessee that they all had to pass. Reading and
VLA, the reading English.
Reading and English thing in order to be promoted without any shackles to them, to the fourth grade. And, you know, we were here talking about third grade, and I know going back my memory of third grade, you know, the early grades, you had a couple little books and a little flexible writing book or something like that. But when it came to third grade and they handed you that geography book and then filled it up with about five or six other books and stacked them on top of it for you to take home that first day, even as a young student, you realized, hey, something has changed. But, you know, that of course, that geography book came in handy. You had to have it to carry the rest of home on. And I know you were talking about the same thing, that you went from basically learning, you know, how to print and how to read some simple sentences to where you got introduced to maybe the beginning of diagramming sentences, cursive writing, multiplication tables, all those things. But, you know, I guess the state legislature decided to kind of concentrate on the ability of third graders. And just tell us just a little bit exactly what that test was, David.
Well, it's the same test that they've been taking in PCAL, but they've waited to determine whether or not those students, if they pass that part of it, get to go on to fourth grade. You know, you and I were talking. I don't know why they've chose that particular grade, but we were high in the state, one of the highest in the state in promoting those students on and students passing on. And I attribute that to our teachers. They did an outstanding job. We only had two teachers last year in third grade, and they worked really hard to get those students prepared. And of course, there's still students that, you know, may not have made the cut and were passed on, and they got to do summer school, and then they didn't meet those requirements. They got to stay in fourth grade, but then at the end, if they don't pass the fourth grade ELA part, then they're retained. So it's kind of tough in that area. And I don't know why they chose third grade in particular, but as you and I were talking, that was a pretty tough grade for me that I remember.
Well, you know, and you know, looking at that, you know, like you said, you know, all those things come on, and looking at the testing history throughout the state, that area has always been one of the better pass-fail records of any of the parts of the test. And I guess, you know, you would think if you're going to try to really improve something that maybe you would have picked out something like there was a little bit, you know, lower success rate in.
Right.
And I think that maybe mathematics or something like that. And, but of course, I mean, we all know that, you know, reading and being able to express your ideas are one of the most important things in any type of education. And, you know, like I've heard a lot of folks say, you know, being intelligent and being a good student is not necessarily knowing everything, but when you get finished, you need to know how to find out what you don't know. So, but, you know, I know it's kind of strange, and I know what kind of maybe the numbers after all this is said and done this year, has it really affected your class, you know, your fourth this year?
As far as numbers?
Yeah.
Well, it was a small class, a small group of kids anyway, so no, our numbers are still the same. We didn't retain any due to the test. I mean, we were really blessed, you know, compared to other counties in the state. We were one of the highest, you know, as I said before. I think us and Trousdale were right up there at the top, so we were competing. Our teacher did a really phenomenal job.
And, you know, and I think, you know, the kind of the maybe the burden that was placed on the teachers and the students, you know, springing this out there, you know, all at once, hey, if you don't do this, something bad's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's never good. I've always thought, you know, if you tell folks if you do something good here on this test or whatever you're doing, something's good's going to happen for you, and instead of looking at the negative side of that thing.
Well, one thing, you know, too, that we tried to make sure that last year that we got it out to the parents of the third grade students that, you know, it wasn't the school or the county that this was a state issue mandate that we had nothing to, so that if they had, you know, complaints about it, that if they could reach out to their state legislature.
don't call me. Call Speaker of the House. Tell him you're not happy with this. Okay, now your technology down there now. Of course, that's the thing that I was all, you know, when I left, that was what I was working in and interested in. Your technology in the school down there now. You want some of your labs, some of the programs you got going on down there. And how you're operating now with, a lot of the teachers, how much of the technology you have in K-8 now?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, with ESSER, you know, with ESSER money, speaking back to that, we've acquired all new touch panels for every classroom teacher, SPED teacher. They all have touch panels in their classrooms. We have 1-to-1 ratio for the students with Chromebooks. So teachers are using Google Classroom to assign assignments and do things through that. And they've got online textbooks that are fed through that. So we've got a lot of things that has provided now, and they've had to increase the bandwidth in order to make sure that if we accommodate, you know, the use of all this technology. And, you know, everybody's done a great job, school board, Ms. Monroe, you know, and playing a part in making sure, you know, Robbie Strong, who's over our technology department, he's done an excellent job keeping everything up and running. And I know he stretched them between three schools and making sure that this is all possible. So technology has been great. And I will say, too, that we have added this year, from the governor is CTE. We have a career coach now that comes, she comes and speaks, Miss Amy Dotson's over that, and speaks with our 6th through 8th grade classes and introduces them to different careers and things. And we've got a lot of things going on that's really great for our kids.
Okay, now do our students, do we do any of the interactive things where maybe we connect with other classrooms? Have we done any of that the last little bit?
I don't think so that I'm aware of. I think a lot of it is still trying to adjust to all this technology with the training that they've had. A lot of it's just been more just individualized per classroom.
Well, you know, we were lucky many, many years ago when, you know, technology was kind of thrust down on us with our Exceed network we had here. And, you know, a lot of folks just didn't really realize what we had. And, of course, we have been ahead of basically anybody in the state with our technology, like I said, based on our Twin Lakes Telephone Company and the Exceed Corporation that connected all of our schools. Because I know that my wife, Faye, out at KA, you know, I know she taught some Tennessee history to the students out at Maple Grove at one time back in the 90s. And, you know, that's something a lot of folks didn't understand, that we had here in the Upper Cumberland, Clay County, the technology superhighway, that it took the rest of the state a long, long time just to catch up with us. And it just took, you know, we had, like I said, we had the highway, but all we had to do was come up with, like you said, more bandwidth. And all it takes now to get more bandwidth is to buy each end of the equipment and turn the dial up.
That's right.
And I know there's just, of course, we were all used to carrying technology around in our pocket. And everybody's got to have their computer in their pocket now. And well, now, let me ask you that. At that level, you know, I know that's one of the problems in school is personal technology. Do you have any students down there that like to bring their cell phones with them? And
we've got some pretty smart kids that know how to use technology very well, probably better than most of us. Yeah, it is somewhat of a problem and issue at times. We try to keep a grip on it as best we can. You know, they get an opportunity to be on their phones and check text messages during their lunchtime. The older, more of your middle school, most of your younger kids, your primary grades don't carry them anyway. So, but yeah, we do occasionally run into a few instances where we have to deal with that, you know. But for the most part, most of our students do an excellent job in trying to follow the school rules.
Okay, what about your technology labs? Do you still have your labs where the students go in and as a group and work at certain things that they need, like extra help with?
Yeah, what we have is it's during like a connection class where we have an assistant, Miss Amanda Lacey. I mean, I failed to mention her earlier. She's of course Miss Angie Burchie was doing prior to this, but during their what we call a connection time, they go in there, they take their Chromebooks with them, and they go into the computer lab, and they have them doing things like typing.com so that they can learn to type, or to do remediation. And we've got a new program that's fixing to start here in the upcoming weeks called Success Maker, so they can get on there and do extra stuff for in their classes to get extra help on it.
Okay, we're going to take a little short break, come back, and I know we've got some events coming up. I know of one here a little bit later on. We might talk about that a little bit, and just kind of a rundown of what it's like out there now. And I guess let you extend an invitation to anyone to come out and visit. But we'll be back just in a few minutes. Got your fall festival coming up.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to the coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, David, I know you got a special event. Have you got anything, you know, just special that you did while you're here that you'd like to talk about? Any kind of event, any kind of exceptional things that have gone on out there this fall?
Yeah. We do have coming up next month, and I believe it's the 22nd of October. I believe that's the right date, 21st, 22nd. We have our annual fall carnival coming up. I do welcome everybody to come out and be a part of that, and of course get to see the school and meet a lot of the teachers that time. And then we also have our parent-teacher conference coming up right before that. And it's a great opportunity to come out and meet the teachers and again see the school and just have a good time.
Well, let me ask you about the parent-teacher. I know from your observation, do we have an imbalance of any way of parents who are happy and parents who are unhappy? Are you able to bring in, what I'm saying is, do sometimes the parents of the students that are doing well, do they maybe just kind of, you know, not really worried about their child, and they don't bother to come and spend time at parent teacher because, you know, my son's doing great, so maybe I'll just leave him alone?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of 50-50 on that. I mean, we have some that do come that, you know, that have concerns or don't have concerns and just want to come out and show that they're supporting their child, and, you know, it's kind of 50-50, so we have some that do come and don't. I mean, our turnout's fairly decent, especially in the fall. I would think that our fall attendance is probably greater than in the spring. There's other things going on. We got basketball and whatnot going on at the high school level and things going on, tournaments and things. And so it spring is a little more less on attendance, I guess, than what the fall is.
Okay, now let me ask you about just kind of surprise visits from parents. Do you have some of those sometimes? Or, you know, that's what I'm saying. If a parent wants to come down and just, while school is going on, and is there a method for them to come and just walk through the school and maybe be escorted and someone?
No, but because of security and safety reasons, we try not to have that kind of traffic. Now, if they want to be a volunteer,
yeah.
Now that would be that way they get, you know, properly vetted, and they can volunteer to come out. And the teacher needs, they let me know or Miss Bird will know, and we try to get them in to do that in the classroom. But with all the, and it's like I tell different ones, so we're living in a different world than we've ever lived in, and times are different, and it's not trying to be mean to any one person. It's not, and we try to be the same for everybody, but. For safety purposes.
Well, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to get into, was the safety thing there. You know, I mean, you know, for many, many years, you just walked in the door,
right,
and wherever you want to go. And I know for many years after I retired, you know, I could still just walk up and walk in any school. And you think, you know, hey, this is great, you can do that. And then you think again, it's not so great when just anybody can do that.
And I really hate it. I do. But it's just a different time, and you know, and we get asked sometimes, well, what about ball games? You know, we allow everybody in ball games, but it's more of a choice at that time to bring your child and them compete in the sport or to show up. So, and we don't have every kid in the school there, so.
You know. Yeah, and you know, and it too, if you've never been to some of the inner city school to an athletic contest where you have to walk through a metal detector and that,
yeah,
kind of thing to go to a junior high or a high school, it makes you feel pretty good about where your child is at.
Right.
And well, let me ask you this. Are there anything such as support groups for school, like the PTAs?
Currently, we don't have one at the K-8. Of course, there's so many guidelines with the audit system with the state. You have to have a charter, and you have to have bylaws and things set up for that. It's just a great undertaking. So currently, we don't have one. Not opposed to one, but currently, we don't have one. It's just, like I said, it's a great undertaking, and to put on any one person to have to do.
But you know, I know, you know, something I always kind of liked, you know, if someone came by and had a problem and had the cure for it, and
oh, yeah,
that your next step is, well, that's a tremendous idea. Would you like to volunteer and come out here and help us implement that?
And then there's that.
Well, as we kind of wind down, can you think of anything else that you'd like to, anything you'd like to mention, any kind of special activities going on now?
Currently, no. Just our ball teams come out and please support them. Of course, we just had our last home football game in junior high, and we're, you know, depending upon what's going to happen there, whether or not they go on and they won't play at home again the rest of the season. But I do encourage, we still have volleyball, and I think we have the home game this afternoon. Not sure who right now who we're playing, but I do want to know we have one, and you know, come out and support those girls. They've done really well, and I tell you what, we've had some really good crowds.
And that usually means we have a home game at the high school that same day.
Yeah. But our volleyball attendance has been really good this time, and I'm so excited about it. Girls have done really well, and you know, come out and support, you know, during parent teacher conference and our fall carnival, and be a part. We want to welcome anybody out to come out to those.
And I do know it's going to be time for the K-8 basketball season to start here pretty quick now.
It won't be long. Sure won't. And of course, our little gym, we do the everything we can to get everybody in there, but. But yes, it won't be long that we'll be starting that as well.
Sometimes we keep wondering if somewhere along the line with the funding that comes down, if there might be a chance one of these days of getting a little bit bigger gymnasium down there.
That would be awesome.
You know, and I'd often wondered about that when the construction of that, when you had a little bitty gym, then right next to it was a great big old cafeteria. That could have been great as doubling up as a cafeteria and a gymnasium.
Yeah. Well, that would be nice. It really would.
But, you know, of course, that is a nice home court advantage.
It is. I tell, I used to have my brother when he was coaching in other places. I said, well, we do have the, you know, they always say you've got the home field advantage. I said, we truly do.
Yeah.
I said, nobody can really shoot an R gym and be, you know, overly successful.
Yeah, I remember the old high school gymnasium. Folks used to complain about not being very bad. I said, we can see pretty good in here. And then I came up with the idea where we turned the lights off over the spectators and just light the floor up.
Well, you know, like our gym over there, it's like I told some of them, I said, if you're a three-point shooter and you're used to shooting on the side, if you've got a size 13 shoe, you said, now you're out of bounds.
Yes, you can't. But you know, it is a fun place for the kids to play, and it is. You know, it makes for fun competition because you know, on the other side of that you know, our student athletes, they practice in that every day, and then when they hit one of these high school gymnasiums and they've made their muscles have told them there's enough dribbles to lay the ball up, and they look up and they're about the foul line on the other end, which takes quite a bit of getting used to. Well, David, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and you're welcome to come back at any time. And any time you've got any kind of special event going on, if you will just let me know, we'll get word out, or if someone wants to come by and let us know and talk about some of the things down there.
Well, thank you.
And I hope we've got out some information for the folks here for Salina K-8 School, and you know, come out and whatever they're doing, their fall festival, any kind of activities, and I, you know, I don't know, do you still have activities, sir, sometimes where you do invite the parents too, like Mr. Three when he shot the rockets off or something or other? Or?
Well, that hadn't been done in a long time. I hadn't seen that. Well, they do in the afternoons. 21st Century does have days where they do invite the parents to come out and things. I know, and they'll have a Thanksgiving special, so they invite parents to come out to that, so their students to go to that. So.
Well, you know, hey, good luck for the rest of the year.
Right.
It's a pleasure having you here.
Right.
And I know I've got a couple of things, but I want to remind everyone that we are still working here on the courthouse. This past week, we got quite a bit of work done up in the old courtroom with some of the remodeling things. And here, it won't be long before we'll have a little open house down here and let you come look at it. And I want to remind everyone that we are going to have a little birthday party here for the courthouse to celebrate its 150th birthday here about, I think, October the 10th. We might have ice cream and cake or something out here on the ground. And we've got, of course, our activities going on. And I believe this coming weekend is the Merchant Appreciation Weekend again, I believe. And with that, you know, everyone come out and celebrate and get ready when we get everything lined up. Come visit the Rolly Hole Marble Museum. And just so many things going on in and around here. I know folks are all the time complaining about there ain't nothing to do in Salina and Clay County. But if you just kind of look around, there's something to do just about every night somewhere, if you want to get out and do it. But if you want to be one of those folks that want to complain about not having it because you don't go, we'll just keep doing what you're doing, I guess. But, and hopefully we'll turn you around here somewhere or another. And with that, I guess it's about time to choose our cake winner today. Let's see how many names we got. Pardon? Oh, our prize winner here. And give me a number between 1 and 8.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
3.
Number 3. It looks like Miss Cindy Cherry has won the birthday prize today. So, you know, we'll let her know, or hopefully she's listening in over somewhere at the bank or somewhere or another, and go out by and pick up her birthday prize. And as I said before, it ain't a cake no more, excuse me. But with that, you know, we'll say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here, same time, same channel. We'll broadcast out to the world, as we said, from the Midway Tower. But until then, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and good day, Clay County.